I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. The San Juan National Forest will be shutting down because of extreme fire danger. Forest managers plan to close hundreds of miles of trails and thousands of miles of back roads to hikers, bikers, horse riders, and campers as soon as today. The rare tactic is also being used in neighboring states as the Southwest struggles with severe drought. It's the first full closure of a national forest in Colorado since 2002 and will remain in place until sufficient precipitation eases the fire danger. The move comes as the residents of over 2,000 homes have been forced to evacuate because of the 416 fire north of Durango, which has spread to more than 35 square miles. According to a new study, the effects of climate change are already being felt at the headwaters of the West's most important river system. Luke Runyon has more.
The Colorado River is the water source for some 40 million people in seven states. Warmer temperatures high up in the mountains, where the river gets its start, are already reducing its flow and melting snow earlier in the year.
If we have less of it stored, and if it's coming down early in the year, then we have a mismatch between when the precipitation falls and when we actually need it.
Stephen Saunders is director of the nonprofit Rocky Mountain Climate Organization, which compiled the report for local governments in northwest Colorado. While other parts of the West have recorded declines in mountain snowfall, the river's headwaters haven't. And if greenhouse gas emissions are reduced now, Saunders says temperature increases could happen slower, easing some of the effects. I'm Luke Runyon.
This is 91.5 KRCC News.